This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
When Grassland Dairy Products dropped the contracts of 75 Wisconsin farmers this spring, there was a short panic that all those farmers were going to have to dump their milk. Luckily, almost all of the farmers found buyers, and the dumping didn't happen. But millions of gallons of milk are thrown out each year. Bridget Bowden has more on why and what happens to that milk.
There are plenty of reasons why milk might need to be thrown out by a farmer or a milk plant. Sometimes the farmer can't find a buyer. Milk can also be contaminated by antibiotics or get too warm. At Babcock Hall Dairy Plant in Madison, manager Bill Klein says every load of milk that comes into the plant is tested for temperature in the lab.
So in this room here is where all the product, whether it's raw ingredients or raw milk or finished product, is tested here.
And if it's above 45 degrees...
we sent it on its way. We don't discard it ourselves, but we just tell our driver or the company that we buy the milk from that we can't accept the milk.
They also test for antibiotics.
What they do is they take a sample of the milk and they put it onto a plate like this. It incubates on here for about maybe 10 minutes or so. Once it's ready, it just goes into a reader and the reader measures it off.
State law requires plants to discard milk that has been contaminated by certain antibiotics. That's to protect consumers who may be allergic to the drugs, but also because antibiotics can inhibit the starter culture bacteria when milk is made into cheese. Steve Ingham is an administrator at the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says a milk sample from each farm is collected. Then at the milk plant, they'll test the whole load.
If the confirmation test is positive, they go back and say, okay, which farm did it come from?
And if they identify which farm caused the problem,
that farm can be on the hook for the cost of all the milk that's dumped. So one farmer messing up, you know, it can be an expensive mistake, and it's going to affect a lot of milk.
According to data from the state, milk that's dumped because of antibiotic contamination has actually gone down by about 60% in the last 10 years. Ingham says he thinks the main reason is because no one wants to bear the cost.
Dairy plants don't want to depend on farmers who mess up. Okay, so they're going to gravitate towards farmers, producers who do a good job. And from the farming point of view, you know, you don't want to make those costly mistakes.
Last year, a little more than 2 million gallons of milk from the region, including Wisconsin and Minnesota, were dumped, according to data from the Federal Milk Marketing Order. That's enough to fill 3 Olympic-sized swimming pools. But when milk is thrown away, it's not just poured down the drain.
The fats would float to the surface, and that creates that cake.
That's Brian Holmes, Professor Emeritus of Biological Systems Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says milk can actually cause farmers' wastewater systems to fail.
A drain field relies on infiltrating the water into the soil, and all those milk proteins and sugars and some of the fats will seal up the soil so that the liquid can't drain into the soil.
Often the best thing to do is to load the milk onto a manure spreader and spread it over a farm field. In some cases, it can be fed to livestock. Holmes says it's still important to be careful.
The things you need to be careful of is not applying too much too fast. In that case, you might have a runoff situation, and if it runs off and gets into a stream, then you'll be in trouble.
All in all, the amount of milk that is dumped each year is small compared to total production. Last year, Wisconsin cows produced more than 3 billion gallons of milk, second only to California. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.